Welcome back. You're listening to Eye on the Outdoors award-winning radio show.
My old man, sad old man, spent his life living off the land. Dirty hands and a clean soul. It breaks his heart seeing foreign cars filled with fuel it isn't ours. And wearing cotton we didn't grow. He's got the red, white, blue, blind hound farm.
Welcome back. This is your host, Ray I. We're doing a little time travel this morning. We're going to go back in time and continue our interview with Mr. Jerry Befci from Outdoor Life magazine. During this week's show, we're celebrating our 20th year, our 20th anniversary on the air with Ray I Radio, Eye on the Outdoors. And we're talking about the new technology, the internet and shooting video, and everything's instantaneous now compared to in the old days when me and Jerry started working together. It was a magazine, just a magazine format, and you worked and did a hunt or a show or did something for the magazine, it was 6 months to a year before it was published, and now it's instantaneous. But let's continue this and this conversation with myself, the Vulgar Bogler, and Jerry Befci, and here we go.
You've been with me many times. You know how hard we work shooting this footage and acquiring this stuff to put it together. No, it's not easy, but man, is it fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
It
is certainly fun.
And I get tickled about you guys, too, that I hunt with a lot, that I'm always shoving that camera in your face and always got to drag the camera along. You guys just want to go hunting. But, you know, after a while, when we start, after we started getting some of this fabulous roost footage and footage of our hunts, and I put together little hunt segments to give you guys for your hunts, I don't have anybody complaining about the camera anymore, Jerry.
Yeah, we complain about the camera when you have it in our face, but we love the outcome. I'm tickled whenever I see the footage of that turkey up on the roost that you tried to get footage of for three days straight.
True.
And you hung with them for 3 days to get under his roost tree.
Yep.
And that footage is prominent in many of your seminars and stuff. It's just cool stuff.
And that's a Massachusetts New England turkey. Them guys ain't easy to videotape in that big timber you got up there.
No, well, they have attitude, you know.
they have that New England attitude.
They do, you know. What's really cool about this, you know, again, about chasing spring, and it makes it different from magazine stuff, is the immediacy of it.
Right.
You know, you don't have to wait a year to see the outcome of what happened. I mean, it's going to be up on the website, you know, almost instantaneously, which is awesome.
Yeah, we got a lot of cool hunts lined up, too. I tried to find some hunts of interest. I didn't want this just to be professional hunter goes hunting. You know, pro staff guy goes hunting again. And, you know, I'm sorry, but a lot of the productions out there, of course, these big call companies and stuff, they got to sell product. I understand that. But it's always the same thing. And I wanted this to have a storyline, be interesting yet entertaining, and also teach. And to do that, you know, some of the hunts, like I'm going to go back to the Kansas one-shot governor's hunt. I'm invited. It's an invitation only as a celebrity hunter, and go out there and cover that event. And one of the cool events we're going to have on Dave Narvel after you, Jerry, a little later in the show, about the kids hunting for a cure for St. Jude's Children's Hospital. What a neat story. What's something that needs to be told?
Yeah, and that's cool stuff. And that's, you know, and we're just thrilled to death to partner with you and have the opportunity to cover some of this stuff with you. So,
and let's be honest, me and you get to hunt together some more.
Actually, that was the whole reason that we came up with the idea.
What, Vogler?
Hey, Jerry, when you watch these videos that you get from Ray, does it not get your heart just pumping? You know, you could have the worst day in the world at work, and all of a sudden you get one of these on a link, and you're going, oh, my God, thank you.
Well, absolutely. And you know, it's particularly unbearable this time of year when, you know, you still have a couple months of waiting, you know. It just gets you psyched, it gets you pumped, and you learn. I mean, that's what's all. I mean, you know, Ray and I have been hunting together since 1985 or 4, and it doesn't matter. I still learn something every single time. You know, and that's really what it's all about. It's a lot of fun, but you really learn, you know.
We do have fun, don't we, Jerry?
Once in a while.
Why don't you tell our listeners about the website? You know, the way the modern technology, the internet, and now the website. In the old days, you know, it was just us and the magazine, and you know, big deal. It's still a big deal, and the publication is still pretty cool. But this instantaneous going to a website, what kind of traffic flow? I mean, how does it compare to the magazine, the website today?
You know, the way it is, it's no longer just, you know, Outdoor Life magazine. It's the Outdoor Life brand, basically.
Okay.
And you're trying to present you know, multimedia stuff, because people love the magazine. They will always love the magazine, but it's not enough. They want more, and they want more right away. And, you know,
the way our world is today, yeah.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And, you know, traffic-wise, I mean, we had, I guess this year our traffic was up 50%. I think we have 36 million page views for the year.
Wow.
We do like 4 million page views a month.
That's
time
incredible.
Time on site is interesting. For those who don't know, the time we can track stuff. The time people, you know, when they log on to the site or when they visit the site, how much time do they spend there?
Okay.
Well, everybody spends at least 10 minutes. Now, it may not sound like a lot, but that's Beat, Sports Illustrated, Golf, every one of the big websites, Time Magazine. That's a tremendous amount of time for people to spend at the website.
That's some big numbers.
I'm scared.
So yeah, I really enjoy it because my background after graduating college was newspapers,
right.
And the immediacy of newspapers is great. Well, this is even better. So, you know, when we do good stuff, people tell us, and when we mess up, they tell us too, but we know it right away.
Yeah.
Well, some of the neat articles you got on the webpage besides Ray is the 100 bad ways to die in the outdoors.
How about the bikini fishing girls?
The bikini fishing girls, the guy that gets attacked by the grizzly, was it a jaguar or leopard attack?
Leopard, yeah.
Oh, my God. Man, you're sitting here going through those 100 bad ways to die in the outdoors. Holy cow.
Yeah, it's great stuff. And, you know, it's great stuff, and the bulk of it is informative, but the way it differs from the magazine is that some of it is entertainment as well.
Yes.
That's where, you know, the bikini ice fishing team comes in, that sort of stuff. You know, people come to the web for entertainment and for information. So, you know, we try to provide it on a monthly basis, on a daily basis.
Well, as I've said here on the show before, Jerry, the cool thing about the Outdoor Life website, there's entertainment, but you guys really put out a lot of good information and how-to information on there.
It's
a lot of news items, too.
To be honest, it's exhausting work, but it's yeah. really fulfilling work. I mean, it's a seven-day-a-week job, you know, to find information, to find stuff we think that people want to see. And, you know, we run at it pretty hard, and we take it very seriously and enjoy doing it as well.
He's also got the section Surviving the Outdoors.
Yeah.
You know, that's something you used to see in a magazine. You all see in the magazine forever, but it's on here now. Very cool.
Well, and in a few weeks, that whole survival channel will change, too. That's another thing we've completely revamped. That survival channel will be rolled out, I think, in 2 weeks, which will have a whole lot more information on survival stuff. Because people love adventure survival stuff, you know.
Okay. I have a question. I got a question for you, Jerry. Sorry, I didn't mean to talk over you. How did the deer deal go? You did a deer record quest or something, did a deer blog similar to what you're coming out with, Chasing Spring. How did your people receive that?
We had actually two programs. One was called Live Hunt, which
that's right.
With Mark Seacat, and the other one was a record quest with Andrew. Live Hunt was tremendously successful, and you know, Mark Seacat, he hunted you know, elk out west and sheep and backwoods bow hunts mostly.
Okay.
People loved it, got tremendous traffic, as did Record Quest, which was our hunt for the world record whitetail. We weren't successful. You may not have heard that.
Well, yeah, I heard that. I mean come on, I mean, that's not easy.
No, but the game plan was to hunt the, you know, the iconic states,
right.
Of Kansas and Iowa and places like that. And you know, we did well. We got some nice deer, but people loved it, and again, it was updated daily almost. And, you know, with video, actually there's a cool video up on the website now of my crossbow hunt in Texas a couple weeks ago.
Cool.
Where I took an axis deer and our buddy Dave Streb shot a really nice whitetail. And that's a cool video. So, you know, it's not just the magazine anymore. It's the magazine, it's the website, it's the Facebook page, it's the whole bit. So, you know, trying to give people more of what we feel as if they want, and they tell us they want.
Can you imagine, Jerry, back in the early 80s when me and you was on a big Ozark Ridge or up there across the road from Grandma's down there around the lake hunting turkeys, that we would ever see a day where you could actually pull up in your home video of somebody hunting? Amazing. It's incredible when you think about it.
So, Jerry, when Ray sends you video, how soon will it be up?
It'll be up right away.
As soon as
we get it, we'll put it up.
Oh, I'll be sending videos. I got to get a laptop, and I'm going to put my video editor on there. When I'm in the field, when I come in from the evening from hunting, I'm going to download upload my tapes, edit them, put segment together. Same thing with photos. Go through the photos. And then I'm going to, boom, send them up to Jerry. Right from there.
And we're also going to see if we can give Ray a few lessons on tweeting on Twitter. So,
tweeting.
Ray will be tweeting, not gobbling. But
now I am scared.
I was doing that from a tree stand in Ohio earlier this fall, where we were, everybody has their cell phone with them, and what we were doing is updating stuff on Twitter from the tree stand.
Now I got to go to tweeting school. Oh boy! Thanks, Jerry. Love you, buddy. All right, Jerry, give out that website address again.
I'm sorry, say again?
Give that website address out again for us.
Okay, it's www.outdoorlife.com/chasingspring.
Perfect. Awesome. Thanks for joining us this morning.
I'm glad you had me. Thank you.
I wanted to announce the launch because it was official. I got that email from you yesterday. It'll be up by this afternoon. That was pretty exciting.
Yeah, heck yeah. It's cool stuff. Whenever you do something like this and you have to, you see your hard work come to fruition, it's really, really cool. And it's going to be great. I can't wait.
All right, Jerry. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
Have a great weekend.
Okay, you too.
We'll see you. That's awesome.
I just love that interview. I just thought that was a great interview and a lot of great information. And it's interesting to go back and listen to some of these older shows. All right, when we come back on the other side, we're going to come back with a little story time. We're going to do the practical joke story time in the next segment, and we'll see you all on the other side.